my late teens, maybe early 20s, is kind of when I was like, all right, I don't like these specific things that I see going on with the generations of women, specifically in my family, and I don't want a part of it. And I just kind of like opted out, and I did all of these things that I didn't have a name for, or really understand what I was doing, but I was breaking those patterns.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. I'm Blanca Falk and I'm the host of this podcast. And today we have got an episode, Breaking Generational Patterns, How Conscious Parenting Can Transform Your Family. And for this, I have got an incredible guest here, Hani Kaiserman. Please briefly introduce yourself. I'd just like to hand it over to you now.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. My name is Hani Kaiserman. I live in Hawaii, in Maui. I have four children. I have been married for close to 20 years now. And I am a coach and a breathwork facilitator. And basically, I see things. I take my clients through the lens of generational trauma, patterns, subconscious reprogramming. And what I do is support mothers specifically identifying patterns and programs that have been passed down through your lineage and how those are showing up in your life currently and how that is affecting your children and your home environment and how we can optimize these relationships and move forward and give your children life without limits and boundaries.
This is so great. And I think it's a wonderful topic here because not so many people are thinking about generational patterns. Mm-hmm. We always think we are choosing what we are doing, but there is so much more. Yes, have a closer look at. So what generational patterns were you first aware of in your own family, and how did they show up in your early motherhood journey? Can you give us an example here?
Yeah. And just briefly, so in generational trauma and generational patterns, these are kind of things that don't necessarily, like, can't really make sense of them. They just kind of feel off, or you don't like, and you're like, I don't like these. Why do I feel this? Or why do I keep doing these things? And it's kind of almost seems like it's out of your control. And so your question is, what was happening in my life that gave me awareness about this? So I would say it's kind of an interesting story. I had been like hyper aware of things within my family dynamic from a very, very young age. I, of course, did not identify it as generational trauma or anything of the sort. Because as we grow up, we just take our lives for face value for what it is, right? We don't know any different. So I would say probably my late teens, maybe early 20s, is kind of when I was like, all right, I don't like these specific things that I see going on with the generations of women, specifically in my family, and I don't want a part of it. And I just kind of like opted out, and I did all of these things that I didn't have a name for, or really understand what I was doing, but I was breaking those patterns. And so in my motherhood, I would say the most prevalent pattern would be communication and having an open dialogue with my children, having that like deep connection from a very calm and grounded space. That was the biggest thing for me in motherhood. There's many others, but we have a set amount of time to talk. So do you want to go from...
So true. So you had been already a mother and then you just realized, okay, I have to make a change here.
Yeah. So I mean, there was a lot of changes prior to being a mother, but specifically because your podcast, we're talking about motherhood and that's like my passion is working with mothers. Yeah. Having children, you know how having children just kind of illuminates quite a bit. It's like in your most intimate relationships, these are where all of these patterns will surface. Your relationships, I like to say, are your biggest teachers. And so as these patterns surface in your relationships, whether it be with your children, your spouse, your partner, your maybe your best friends, they're all surfacing in an effort to be released. They want to be acknowledged. And whether that's through communication or financial things or like a masculine, feminine energy and how you view men or things like that.
Okay, so what does it truly mean to break generational cycles? Is it always obvious or are these patterns hidden and in everyday life, so in everyday behaviors? How can I imagine this?
Yes, that's a great question. And it is, I would say for me now, this time and how much work I've done around it and worked with clients through, yes, it's very obvious to me when something is coming up for myself or something is coming up for a client. I can see the emotion or the pattern underneath what is really going on. I like to say, what you think is the problem is never actually the problem. But is it obvious to the general population? No. We operate, I want to say it's like 95% of the time in a theta, not a theta brainwave, but like a form of, like you're just using your subconscious, right? You're not paying attention. It's like you're just operating, going through your day. And so how can you really be aware of these patterns? But as you begin doing this type of work, you see how they kind of surface, say in your relationship with your child or something that they are doing, it's mirroring back to you a pattern that needs to be reconciled within yourself. And then you can do the work around it. But I wouldn't say it's obvious. You have to become aware and kind of dive into that space. And then it does become obvious. And then when you realize what's happening, you're able to make shifts in real time. So it doesn't have to be like a long, drawn out healing, 6 months, 5 years kind of thing. You can make shifts in the moment.
Wow, that's great. So I love this. So would you say that if your children are just, you just mentioned the mirroring of their behaviors. Well, it's your behavior that they are mirroring. And would you say that if you get emotional about these things, there is a pattern behind coming from generations?
Yes. So, yes, completely. So, do you want me to give you an example?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So for instance, and this happens quite a bit in parenting, say your child is being disrespectful and they aren't listening and it's so frustrating and it triggers something inside of you and it's almost as though you take it personal, right? Like they're doing something to you specifically and it turns into a way bigger deal because you're upset with them and they're upset with you and they keep doing more of it and it's this back and forth thing. So ultimately, we want to take responsibility back into ourselves. And when we look at this as, okay, why is my child being disrespectful? Or it's not why, right? How I said it's the emotion underneath what is actually happening. It's not why they're being disrespectful. That's kind of a mute point. It's more, why am I being triggered by this? Yeah. Like what happens in my childhood that I did not see, seen, felt, heard, and now it's surfacing in this relationship. And so when you can turn that back around and look at yourself and say it was because your mom didn't give you a voice, right? She didn't listen to you. So you felt you didn't feel seen. And so the same thing is kind of happening. This is a very basic example, but you can see how. So then once you're able to take that responsibility for yourself and set aside those emotions, right? It's a child. We can look. I like to say we're kind of like our children's punching bags, right? We want to be those unconditional, loving supporters. And we're a place where they can get out whatever it is that they're feeling. So by us not taking offense or feeling hurt by their actions, we are showing up in a way where they can then in turn be confident and secure in themselves, right? Because if we take it personally how they're treating us, it's going to continue so that when they're adults or they're in situations, they're also going to revert back to that time where they're like, I saw my parent operating this way. So not that they're thinking this consciously, right? And then so it perpetuates itself.
Wow. This is so great. I love this. So really, because if you think about this, you have to kind of zoom out out of the situation, right? Mm-hmm. To say, not to take it personal, but instead of look from a bird's view, what's happening here? And if you're able to do this, you have got a complete different perspective and you can respond instead of react, right?
Yes, exactly. Respond instead of react. And so coming from a very, that's a lot of the work I do too, is creating that grounded, calm, secure space within your body. So if things aren't triggering you, so then you can actually take that time, that moment to pause and respond versus react. Mm-hmm.
So great. So what if your toughest parenting moments are not just about you, but about breaking cycles that have been passed down for generations? How do we identify those patterns in real time? Well, you have just mentioned an example. So, and can we get a little deeper inside of this?
Yeah. So what I found that the generational patterns, they're stemming from four core wounding patterns. And that's coming from your birth story, the energy surrounding your birth, and how you felt in your mother's womb, specifically in how you begin and end things. With the mother wound, this is your very first, most important relationship. So generally, relational problems, issues, things that keep reoccurring in your life within relationships are stemming from your mother wound. Your father wound relates to your security, stability, your home environment, feeling safe. And then sibling dynamics come into play, where this is kind of like your motivation, your competition, how you view yourself in social situations. Like, what is your place, so to speak? So when you learn about these four kind of energetic wounding patterns, you can see in real time in how you are relating to your children or to your partner within like the home dynamic. And you can kind of pinpoint like, this is making me feel really scared right now. And so why? Right. And then you're able to draw parallels and trace back to maybe specific events. A lot of this too isn't things that you actually necessarily remember or realize in your in your childhood. And that's where it comes like working with a professional and having support in surfacing these energetic patterns and to release them, right? This isn't about all of a sudden it just simply disappears. What happens is
there is no magic wand.
No. What happens is you change the way that your nervous system responds. And in doing so, you then give your child the opportunity to live differently, right? So like I mentioned at the very beginning, one of the biggest patterns that I was aware of was communication, and having this open communication with my children was so important, which I'm sure it's important to all mothers. And I think what happens in society is that people just, you know, it's like, well, that's just how it is. Oh, your child's a teenager. That's how teenagers are. That's how 7-year-olds are, whatever it is. And for me, I wasn't willing to accept that this is just the way it is. I want it to be better. Yeah. So going back to having open communication, my mom, I grew up in a home where it was kind of like and I'm sure many people can relate to this, where because I was young, my opinions didn't matter, like, or my emotions, my feelings, right? Oh, you shouldn't feel like that because you're too young to know any different. Or so I felt like I wasn't important, and I knew I really, really didn't like it. So I was lucky in the sense that I was aware, very, very aware of this. Because most people can just go through life thinking, I'm going to keep my voice shut, or I'm not important. I don't need to talk about this. And so with my children, I have always gotten down on their level, look them in the eye, and literally I will say, care about what you have to say. I care about your feelings. Mm-hmm. Do I always agree with them? No. But what this has allowed me to do with my children is it gives me the opportunity to guide them and parent them in a way that they are actually open to it, because I'm first starting off with, I care, I want to hear that, versus, no, you don't feel that way, or no, you can't feel like that. Why would you feel that way? And so what that's allowed me to do with, I have four children, ages 17 all the way down to 4, and they talk to me and they care about what I have to say. And they actually come to me, my teenagers come to me for advice, and they're not scared to share their feelings with me. And they're telling me about the naughty things people are doing and like just, teenager things. But I understand that that's a part of life, and I'm able to support and guide them, right? Like, how did that feel that you were in this situation where these kids were doing these things, you know, versus them being in trouble, you're not allowed to be there, and that's it, and we're shutting it down. And so then to take it one step further, and so now that they have been parented that way, they have a voice, they're able to express themselves freely, as much as I know right now. And when they become parents and they're out in the world, they are carrying that feeling of, I'm not important, my feelings don't matter, nobody cares what I have to think, right? It's like empowering them. So it's almost like I'm this, it's like, I don't know if I'm going on. Now I can go on and on, but so that's kind of like the big...
Yeah, I think the audience is really listening to this and think about this, because this is so crucial to just pause for a minute and think about this. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think we can all relate to this, because these communication phases, especially with teenagers, we all have as mothers. Mm-hmm. So there will be a time, if you have got young children, wait until they grow up.
Yeah.
But
my friends will be talking about things with like our kids or friends, right? And they're like telling me things that I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know what really happened, because my kids are so, I guess that's what it is. They trust me so much that they're so open, and it's not like a friendship. I think what can happen too is if you are wounded as a child where you feel like your parents stifled you or things like that, then you can go the opposite and be like, well, I'm going to be my child's best friend.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's necessarily a good route to go, right? Children really thrive in structure and boundaries. And so it's not about just like being their best friend. It's about being a very secure, safe place that they can come to. They know without a doubt, there is like unconditional love and you are there for them, you know? And so it's very apparent to me in when I'm speaking with other parents where we have like within our community, and I'm like, wow, like what am I? I realized this before I started my business. I was like, well, I'm like onto something. I'm doing something completely different that I couldn't put all the pieces together what I was doing. But I was like, I have different relationships with my children in the best way, you know?
Yes, I personally can totally relate to you because you're at the end of the world for me, from Germany to Hawaii directly. I can tell you, okay, I have done something differently too with my four children. And this is so wonderful if you can see this. And if they come to you and you have got this trust and you have got, and you have built this relationship with them, and this starts from the early beginning.
And I think it's so wonderful to say, okay, it starts with your pregnancy and it starts from these generational patterns that also have got a role in this situation. And yes, do you believe healing yourself is the first step in healing your children? How can mothers begin this process of breaking generational trauma?
I not only think that you heal your children through healing yourself, I also believe that you heal generations prior. And this is more just kind of like in more of a metaphysical way, but I can see through my healing how my relationship with my mother and previous generations have shifted. Yes, I do believe, because I work with pregnant women as well as women in their motherhood. And I do think that pregnancy is an incredible time to begin this work because that is where you're setting the foundation for your child. Like I mentioned, birth energy, these are the things that are imprinted on your subconscious while you're in your mother's womb. So to the types of things that you are entertaining and around and being a part of while you're pregnant and how you feel is very, very important. And in doing so, I also want to point out that like science, I mean, I can talk about the energetics and the spirituality of it, but science, epigenetics, 100% proves that emotional imprints are passed through your DNA. So there is actually a very tangible, concrete aspect to this as well. It's in your body. Like it's literally in your body.
Yes.
So yeah, beginning with pregnancy, and that connection that you can form with your baby while in your womb and like setting them up for success, I do feel like it definitely heals not only our children, right? Their children's children, because my children aren't going to have to spend all this time I spent with, like, I really don't feel good about this. They are having a human experience. Obviously, I'm not saying I'm perfect and there isn't anything they're going to have to work out in their later years. However, these core wounds will be minimized. And then when they're a parent, it's going to be less for their children and so on down the line. So it's like there has to be a person, a time of that somebody in the ancestral, in your lineage is like, no, I'm putting a stop to this. I'm changing this behavior. Because you notice in all different types of aspects how things are kind of passed through the line. Once you become aware of it, you're like, oh, well, you know, whether it's financial, the way you deal with relationships, things like that. It's, you can see patterns once you become aware of it.
Wow. Yes, I love this. And we are touching here scientific, spiritual, mental, what, almost every place, bring everything together to say, okay, let's go for a healing here. No, but breaking these patterns, how can we balance honoring our family's cultural traditions? Because this is always a little tricky here. If you say, I want to stop this pattern, and I know this because I've done it. So I've been through this process while still breaking toxic generational cycles. So here is a little split. How can we balance this? What would you say?
Yeah, great question. And also, I think it's important to mention all of this type of work is not to place judgment or blame on your parents or your grandparents or whoever came before you. I think that's really because that's perpetuating kind of like a victim resentment mentality. This is just awareness. This is an understanding and a wanting to do better. So I think that's important to say. So in regards to like traditions where you're like, well, if I'm breaking this, then am I breaking off my family and how do I move forward? So what I would say is you take the things that mean a lot to you, right? So although I'm from Hawaii, my family is Italian. And so of our coming together as a family is through meals and cooking and the whole process of cooking and sitting down, and it's very loud and, you know, that typical kind of. And so that's what it was for me when I was growing up. However, the talk was very negative. it was very, like, kind of like, I don't want to say demeaning, so to speak, but like not nice. People weren't nice to each other. People weren't like family members. We weren't uplifting each other. There was like a lot of quote unquote kind of shit talking, and it felt icky. However, we were still doing these beautiful meals and celebrations and creating these like holiday traditions, right? So now in my home, we do all of those things with much more intention, with kindness, with like while we're preparing food, we're playing a game or something like that. So it's like I'm still carrying on. Like if you ask my children, it's like, what's their favorite thing? You know, it's to make homemade pasta and spend the entire day making the sauce and doing all of those things together as a family. But it feels, it has a different energetic feeling behind it. So does that, that's kind of like a very tangible example where that is a tradition, same tradition,
yes,
feels completely different because of the way that I'm bringing it forward into my family.
Yeah, that's great. So would you say that these are already ways that your children are showing up now? Well, I'd just like to ask about the signs, because you have got broken these patterns with your children, with your family, and how do
my children behave now? Well, I mean, I feel like it's been a constant at the forefront for my entire motherhood journey. I can't speak to how they would have been, right? I'm a little bit different than, say, client would be stepping in where they're just like, oh my gosh, it's chaotic in my home. My kids are always fighting. I feel alone in this. Like, what is going on? Versus where I, you know, and then we can make those changes. And then I can speak with her again and again and again. And then 2 months down the road, she's like, wow, like we've had the most peaceful, connected dinners, right? So for me, I've been doing all of this from the very, very beginning. Very beginning, meaning like even when I was pregnant, I remember all of these things my mom and my grandma told me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm not going to have that experience of bringing my baby into the world. So I can't really speak to what it looked like before versus after. I would just have to say,
you can't compare really, right?
Yeah, because this is kind of how we've always been operating. But I would say I'm very connected to my kids in a way is beyond just like, oh, well, I'm their mother and we love each other. There's like no separation. It's like we're humans together, learning together. I will take responsibility when I'm wrong, when I, you know, am fed up because I'm a mom too. And, you know, yell or whatever it is, I can say, listen, that's not right. I don't like how you acted. However, that doesn't give me the right to shame you or blame you. So I take full responsibility. So those kinds of things where they can see like real human interaction that's actually like moves you in a positive direction. I would say that's a huge thing where it's like we don't with my children, we don't really come up to like roadblocks, so to speak, right? We are able to like move through it and navigate through it. So with my 4-year-old, it's a lot different because I've been doing it for 17 years with my oldest, right? So he was kind of like the guinea pig where, so yeah, I would just say, you know, and the relationships within for my children together too, you know, watching the connection between my 17-year-old and my 4-year-old is such a beautiful thing where, you know, it's very common when you have such a big age difference where it's like they're doing their own thing and they're with their friends and it's not important. For all of my children, they each have very special relationships with each other, and not that they don't fight and have issues, but so you can see how the parenting and creating the environment that I desire for my family has like permeated into their relationships. And yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. That's great. There are so many questions coming up. I know that our time is running. Yeah. Let's do a second part. Do you think mothers are at the forefront of societal change through breaking generational patterns? How does this ripple out into the world? to make it broad now here.
I would say yes, 100%, because our children are going to be leading our world, right? And so if we're raising them and bringing them up in an environment where they feel confident and empowered and are able to express themselves and be creative and not have all of the time that we have had to spend in like breaking these patterns, you know, mm-hmm. it's almost like we're giving them freedom, like, go, this is how I kind of envision it, how it feels to me, where it's like I'm setting them out into the world like free, like, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? And because you have more time and space, because you feel good about yourself and you're coming from a very secure space, and we support you. So do I think mothers can change the world and are at the foundation of that? 100%. And I also think that fathers can as well, you know, but it's the fact of the matter is women, mothers, they have a different relationship with their children, and their children, they come to us for that nurturing care and love and support. And so, yes, we have the ability to completely change the world and raise humans that are conscious, that care, are open. You know, that's one of my biggest things with my kids too, about like, they're so kind, but not in a way like that they're pushovers, but just in a way where it's like people, other kids can be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes from being confident within, right? They're not worried about being cool. And then they just naturally are, right? They naturally are the popular kid because they're like, wow, this person's so nice. And everyone around you can feel that. And as you are older and you're going out into the world, it's like that just exudes from you.
Yes.
And then people, you know, can feel that, and then they become better versions of themselves as well. So yeah, I think mothers, women in general, we are so powerful. And you know, it starts within the home. I've mentioned this quote to you before, where if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
I love this quote.
It's so beautiful. It's, you know, it's true. It's like, if we're setting these foundations at home, it's like, imagine what the world will be like.
That's great. And I don't like to separate here. Well, we have to separate a little, but fathers are important too. I like to mention this here.
Yeah.
But they just have got another position. And it's just another, they're as important as the mother, but they've got their job to do. And mothers have got another job. So I don't like to mix it here up. So just to focus on the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first step mothers can take today to start healing generational trauma, even if they feel overwhelmed?
Okay, great question. I would say awareness. So even having listened to this podcast, right, it's like beginning to think and become curious about your relationships with your children and where they stand currently. And becoming curious about the patterns, like, okay, I see when my child does this, I react this way. And then it happened again the next day. And then it happened again the next day. Okay, so where is this actually coming from? So that could be, like I said, just becoming curious. That could be taking out a journal and starting to write out your feelings about what things you're not content with in your connection with your children, within your family home dynamics. What do I not like? How would I like it to be different? And where are, this is where you begin kind of drawing parallels. Where are the things that I do not, from where I am now and where I want to be, what are the things, you know, holding me back? And that's not always so simple. You know, it's not like, I see it. Becoming curious would be your first step in making the change, so that you can identify these things and then seeing it in real time.
So you would you say that you have to get your brain onto this topic and just let it work somehow?
Because
the answer is not showing up immediately. People give up, but I don't know.
You can do it like And it doesn't have to be like negative, right? I mean, you mm-hmm. could, as you start becoming aware and curious, you can look at the things that you really enjoy about your relationship with your children and think about, well, how did it get to be to that place? Or what have mm-hmm. I done to create this space that feels really good between me and my children, you know? And then you can backtrace that into those core relational dynamics. And once you really understand where these core foundational wounds, for lack of a better word, are stemming from, then you'll, like I said, you'll be in the middle of a situation and be like, this is why I'm reacting this way and I don't like it, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yes, yeah, so valuable. This is so great. I think really to start journaling, to start being curious and activate your brain on this topic and just observe your children. What's going on here? What do I love? And how did this, what have I done? Mm-hmm. Or what was good? Yeah. In this, mm-hmm. so that you become aware of it.
Without judging yourself. You don't want to be hard on yourself because you see pattern that's playing out. And so you don't want to judge yourself. And then you also don't want to be a victim because you're like, oh, my mom did this to me. Yeah. That's not going to serve you at all. We are here and we are going to elevate beyond into the version of the mother, woman, wife, friend, daughter that we desire to be.
So staying neutral, right?
Yes, staying neutral, I would say, is like an amazing quality to have. Not so easy, but with practice, I have found more and more can look at things as more of just without the emotion attached to it, right? It's mm-hmm. like as more of a fact, like, okay, you're doing this and I'm feeling this way. And so how do I get to that point that I want to feel like? And it's through staying neutral that you can actually observe and kind of contemplate where you're at.
I love
get
this.
The space that you do want to be at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. So what's your specific offer for women? And where can mothers find you, reach out to you when they say, oh, this is so beautiful, I have to get in contact with her?
So I didn't speak much about the breathwork component to my work.
Yes.
Because I am a breathwork facilitator too. I have found, and I'll just mention this really quickly. So I'm certified.
This is your tool, right?
Yeah. So I'm certified in a technique for releasing energetic patterns. So mm-hmm. we do this through a specific type of breathwork. And we're able to move energies and release things through the body because we store emotions and feelings and thoughts and patterns and cycles in our body. And so I mentioned that also because the name of my business is Breath of Hani. So if you wonder where that comes from, that's the breath work component.
Yeah.
So my website is Breath of Hani. And I am in the process of doing a complete rebrand. And so if you go to my website right now, it's towards the end of September, you're not going to find, if it's around this time, you're not going to find what I'm actually doing, because I'm in the process of changing a lot of things. Not that that matters. You can still find me there. But some really, really cool things are coming. And I'm really excited, if you can tell. My Instagram is also breathofhani, breath.of.hani. I'm pretty active on there in regard, like, if you have any questions or just want to reach out, that's a great place to find me.
Great.
I have 4 mothers, and if you went to my website right now, it wouldn't be there. So you would just have to reach out. I did give you a link to be on my newsletter, so you know when everything starts launching, and Blanca can link that, and you'll be in the know. But Elevate, this is 4 mothers and our relationships and our home environments with our children. Elevate is my 12-week group program. And this is about dissolving root generational patterns to heal yourself, your lineage, your children, future generations, so you can move through your days content, fulfilled in your relationships, confident that you're setting your children free, giving them a foundation of generational trauma. clearing. And so we'll be working in all of these core wounding patterns that I talked about, inner child healing, shadow work, and then boundaries and structure and creating a plan to give you, because this is so important for mothers to have space and time. I think it's a really common theme. Like there's never enough time. There actually is. And I'm proof of it because I run multiple businesses. I have 4 children. I travel a ton. And I'm still able to go sit in my sauna and have a date night with my husband and things like that. So that's like really important to come up with to implement all of these things that we're shifting into your home so that, you know, you elevate into that version of yourself that you desire to be.
Wonderful. And then,
yeah. And then also for pregnant women, if you're listening to this and you're pregnant, I really am passionate about working in pregnancy. I had incredible pregnancies and births, and I have put together how I did that for myself and for my children. And so this is an 8-week program, and it's kind of self-led / group. And this is creating that healthy foundation for your pregnancy so that it's enjoyable, it's free of unconscious limitations, and you get to birth your baby on terms with confidence and ease. And this goes back to what you had mentioned about, does this start while they're in your womb and setting that foundation? And I think, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we'll focus on this in this program, Exhale, on generational birth trauma, on soul to soul connection with your baby, on the energetics in your relationships and optimizing those for you and your baby. And then also developed it's for pain expansion. So this is actually related to giving birth and how to have that beautiful, intensely beautiful moment. I'm not going to say pain-free, but intensely beautiful, powerful birth of your baby. So they're coming into the world, free of trauma and feeling love and all the good things. So
wonderful.
Yes. And also,
thank you very much. Yes. Another one.
I'll mention those are my 2 main programs, but if you're just curious about getting to know me more, I did give you a link for a special pricing for this podcast, and we can do a one-on-one and see what direction to go. So that'll be linked there too.
Wonderful. This is awesome. We're now running a little off time. I think this is so important, and I love the value that you have given here. And yes, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me. I I talk a lot, and I could go on and on and on. So
yes, so many questions just come up, and I think, I could ask this and there. Let's go deeper. I love this. Thank you very much for being my guest here. And yes, to the audience, please stay tuned for the next episodes.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.